Good morning, and welcome to the November 6th edition of the Piatt County Journal-Republican. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today's date is Thursday, November 14th, 2024. Our first story this morning involves a new form of assistance that's going to be become available to individuals and families in Piatt County. The United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois is partnering with Dove Financial Assistance to provide their ALICE programs to Piatt County residents. ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. So, this would apply to certain people with limited assets, constrained incomes, and yet they are employed. The support coming from the ALICE program will assist working individuals and families with limited to no savings who are living paycheck to paycheck and who have an unforeseen financial crisis that threatens to plunge them into poverty. These individuals and families are known as ALICE, A-L-I-C-E, Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. So this is a great form of financial aid. According to the program, we have continued to broaden our footprint in Piatt County with local programs, including 211 information referral hotline calls for finding local services, and the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which provides 12 free books a year to any child up to 5 years old. Partnering with Dove Financial Assistance in Piatt County for the ALICE program was a logical choice. We look forward to working together to assist working families in Piatt County, stated Debbie Bogle, who is president of the United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois. The goal of this partnership is to keep working members of our community moving toward self-sufficiency and not into poverty. State and federal assistance programs provide financial assistance to members of our community whose earnings are less than the federal poverty line. If a community member earns more, they may not be eligible for assistance until they fall below this line. With our ALICE program, we can help families that fall into a service gap and have nowhere else to turn. According to Molly Tenuto, who is Program Director for Dove Financial Assistance, she says, partnering with United Way to assist with ALICE individuals and families adds another layer to our program that provides a systematic way to verify needs and provides a central location for persons seeking emergency financial assistance for water or power bills, just to name a few. For more information, contact Debbie Bogle directly. You can call her at 217-422-8537, or you can email her at dbogle, and that's spelled B-O-G-L-E. The email is dbogle@uwdecatur.org. For assistance with direct services, you can contact Dove Financial Assistance, and they also have a phone number, which is 217-433-7435, or you can email them at dfa@doveinc.org. Next up, we have a review of activities this past summer and fall by the Association for Home and Community Education of Piatt County. That acronym is AHCE. Carol Drayton, took time out of her summer to take a trip to visit the 4-H Tri-County Fair, where Piatt County AHCE presented Madeline McCoy, one of our own Piatt County 4-H'ers, with a large ginger scissors in recognition of her winning the top prize in the Heritage Skills category for her cross-stitch display. Carol's comment on the general quality of the projects that she saw at this local 4-H Tri-County Fair? Impressive, she said. It sounds like this awards presentation might be a great field trip for the Piatt County AHCE next year. Miriam Sievers worked to present almost 100 newborn baby hearts to the Macon County AHCE. These flannel hearts are to be worn on the parents' clothing for a time period in order to pick up their scent. The flannel hearts are then transferred to the newborns in order to help the babies become familiar with their parents. Our Piatt County AHCE members participated in supporting the 2024 Pieces of Piatt's Past annual quilt festival on Saturday, August 17th. This very well organized and delightful quilt show was held at the Cisco Center. Miriam Sievers and Kathleen Glenn worked at the membership sales table, and that which earned $135. This summer's special craft project consisted of several of our Piatt County AHCE members working to prepare an assortment of pincushions in order to present them for sale at the annual Piatt County Quilt Show. Kathleen Glenn, Kathy Harris, Miriam Sievers, Frances Kerr, Martha Lynch, and Carol Drayton all worked on this project at Miriam Sievers' well-stocked sewing room. Our Piatt County members of the Association for Home and Community Education, AHCE, also provided sweet breakfast treats and afternoon sweets and drinks for the guests and staff who attended the annual Piatt County Quilt Show. Our sweets were enjoyed by all of the attendees who stopped by for a taste. We had decided to accept cash donations only, however, and we collected $318. Following are the names of our volunteers that you might well recognize: Carolyn Reed, Sandra Wright, Carol Drayton, Judy Green, and Martha Lynch. Martha has been keeping track of our 4-H support events. She helped with the Cooking with the Grandmas event on June 18th at the Monticello First Presbyterian Church. She also attended the first 4-H Meeple Mayhem, playing historic card games at the First Presbyterian Church on June 26th. The 4-H'ers, needless to say, were having lots of fun. Our Piatt County AHCE members also held another 4-H support event on October 14th at the Piatt County Extension Office. Carol Drayton, Kathleen Glenn, Martha Lynch, and Miriam Sievers all helped at this event, while 21 4-H'ers made fruit-filled Edible Centers pieces and worked on creating cute star-like Christmas tree ornaments. On Wednesday, September 18th, 14 of our Piatt County AHCE members attended the Tri-County International Day celebration at the Macon County Extension Office. This year's delightful presentation on Malaysia was hosted by the DeWitt County AHCE. Alice Grooms, the DeWitt County speaker, combined a hands-on sampling of individually presented tropical fruit plates with a detailed audiovisual presentation, informing our audience about Malaysia's capital city, which is Kuala Lumpur, and the 2023 ACWW convention. Needless to say, she also shared with us a multitude of product samples that she brought home with her after her 10-day visit to Kuala Lumpur. The Malaysian lunch served by Chef Tucker, one of the professors at Richland Community College, was served with a definite Malaysian twist. A fruit pudding dessert, think soybeans as the main ingredient, was delicious, as was the entire meal. For AHCE members, Kathleen Glenn, Carol Drayton, Martha Lynch, and Carolyn Cleven attended the Illinois Homemakers Camp at the Allerton Park 4-H Camp, which took place from October 11th through October 14th, and actually met a lot of AHCE members from all around Illinois. The camp provides a lot of time for quilting, crafting, and getting to know each other. On Friday, October 18th, our local AHCE organization held its annual meeting in Cerro Gordo at the Church of the Brethren. Karen Cahill, District 3 Director, installed the Piatt County AHC officers for 2025. Following the business meeting, Kathy Latz, an experienced master gardener, spoke to us about growing garlic. Kathy had a lot of interesting facts about garlic gardening to share with us, and we congratulate the Piatt County Association for Home and Community Education for a year of really great service. The first item in this week's community news and notes is about the Piatt County Animal Shelter, which is planning to raffle off Christmas trees. Are you ready for Christmas? The Piatt County Animal Shelter is raffling off 6 4-foot-tall Christmas trees, fully decorated, including lights. The raffle started on November 2nd and will end on December 6th, and the drawing will be on Saturday, December 7th. Individual trees are displayed at various businesses in Monticello and Bement, including the Animal Hospital of Monticello, Kelly's Accounting Service, The Brown Bag, Burgess & Klein Incorporated, Lily's Flooring, and the Loft Hair Salon in Bement. Raffle tickets are available at each location for $10 per ticket per tree, or you can scan the QR code at each location to participate online. QR codes for each tree will also be available on the shelter's Facebook page. And of course, all proceeds from the raffle of the Christmas trees will benefit the Piatt County Animal Shelter. We have another item from the AHCE. Again, that's the Association for Home and Community Education, is holding a mocktail magic event. Be better prepared for the upcoming holiday season by learning more about mocktail holiday drinks and holiday foods. Plus, you'll be able to take home some great recipes to share with your friends and family. These lessons are provided by the Illinois Extension and our local Piatt County Association for Home and Community Education, the AHCE once again. The Piatt County AHCE organization is inviting you to come join us during our presentation of a combination lesson on mocktail magic and fixins and nibbles for the holiday season. This open meeting will be held at the Piatt County Extension office, which is located at 210 South Market Street in Monticello, on November 15th at 2 p.m. That's a Friday afternoon, November 15th at 2 p.m., and everybody is welcome. They're offering tastings of both mocktails and holiday treats. Isn't it time to come and join us for some holiday fun? For planning purposes, please RSVP as soon as possible to the AHCE, which is 217-762-2191. Next up, we're reminded that the Silent Book Club is underway out at Allerton and has been extended to the end of the year. So grab a book and your favorite snack and come out for some quality reading time in the Allerton Mansion from 5 to 8 p.m. on the following Mondays, November 18th, December 2nd, and December 16th, all Mondays. From 5 to 8 p.m. A cash bar will be available at each gathering, and registration is not required. Up next, we're reminded that the Supper Club, the Allerton Supper Club, dates and have been scheduled for 2025. Allerton Supper Club was created to build a community through a shared love of food, arts, and education. Each dinner will feature a local artisan chef and specially crafted menu, plus a chance to hear from and interact with the chef. Supper Club membership includes all 5 dinners during 2025, as well as an early access cocktail hour and complimentary perks. Next, I'm going to read you the dates for the 2025 Supper Club gatherings and the chef who will be present at each dinner. Okay, here we go. Saturday, January 18th, the chef will be Benny Del Valle. The next meeting is Saturday, March 15th. The chef, 2 chefs are Leah Bodine and Chef Chris Always. On Friday, May 2nd, the chef is Blake Briggs. On Saturday, September 6th, the Prairie Fruits Farms and Creamery will be presenting the dinner. And on Friday, November 2nd, D'Angelo Newson will be the chef of the day. The Supper Club is $100 per person per supper. To become a Supper Club member and receive access to all 5 Supper Club dates, you can call us at 217-333-3287. Tickets for individual dinners are also on sale online at allerton.illinois.edu and look for the link to the Supper Club. Next up, Allerton is also inviting everyone to join their historical happy hours. Sip on your favorite beverage in the beautifully renovated solarium of the Allerton Mansion and learn about the history of Allerton Park and the Allerton family's story during History Happy Hours, which are presented on Thursday evenings. And here are the dates. Thursday evenings, November 21st, January 23rd, February 20th, March 20th, and April 17th. Each Thursday evening gathering is from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Allerton Solarium. During each event, Visitor Center Coordinator Sarah Putman will highlight a new historical topic related to Allerton Park. You can register for one gathering or for the entire series. A cash bar will be open for each gathering, and the cost is $5 per person. The dates and subject matters for the History Happy Hour are: November 21st will be Art at Allerton Park. January 23rd, the discussion will be about the Oakley Dam crisis. February 20th's gathering will feature Allerton and the relationship with the Art Institute of Chicago. On March 20th, the topic will be original pieces of art at Allerton. On April 17th, the topic will be the Friends of Robert Allerton. You can register for this event online at eventbrite.com and look for the link for the History Happy Hours, or you can call at 919-024-6364. These are the historical happy hours at Allerton Mansion. Also coming up later this month and through the end of the year, the C.H. Moore Homestead and DeWitt County Museum will be hosting Christmas fantasy tours. Each year during the holiday season, the C.H. Moore Homestead and DeWitt County Museum is decorated in full Victorian splendor, illuminated by candles and filled with music. For many, the candlelight tours have become a treasured Christmas tradition. This year's decorating theme is Christmas fantasy. These special candlelight tours are open to everyone and take place on Friday evenings only. They begin on the Friday following Thanksgiving, November 29th. The rest of the tours will take place, again, these are Friday evenings, on December 6th, December 13th, and December 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. each Friday night. The doors will actually close at 7:30, so you've got time to get the tour in before closing. In addition, the museum gift shop will be open during the extended candlelight tour hours. Guests are asked to enter the house at the front door. Tours are self-guided, so visitors may arrive any time between the hours of 5 and 7:30 p.m. and take as much or as little time as desired to explore the fully furnished historic house, special exhibits, and the carriage barn. Additional museum parking is available in the lot directly across the street from the museum. The Victorian-era mansion, the centerpiece of the C.H. Moore Homestead and DeWitt County Museum, is the former residence of Clifton H. Moore. One of DeWitt County's leading citizens, Moore acquired his vast fortune through a land speculation partnership with Bloomington's David Davis. He was also a law partner, a political supporter, and a personal friend of Abraham Lincoln. Located at 219 East Woodlawn in Clinton, the museum is also open for regular daily tours Tuesday through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 1 to 5 p.m. on Sundays through the end of the year. Visitors are also welcome to stop by for a regular daily tour at any time during the daytime hours. For more details or to learn how to schedule a large group tour, you can call the museum at 217-935-6066. Admission is $10 for adults ages 6 to 18 is only $5, and for those under 5 years of age, it's free, as well as being free to all members of the DeWitt County Museum Association. Daily and candlelight tour admission is free. Enjoy history, warmth, hospitality, beauty, and some Christmas cheer at the C.H. Moore Homestead and DeWitt County Museum this holiday season. Today's paper contains three obituaries. We start by remembering Harold F. Hal Barnhart of Champaign, who passed away at his home at the age of 77. Visitation was on Wednesday, October 30th at the Mackie Wright Funeral Home in Monticello. Next, we honor Carol Ann Norfleet, age 68, who passed away on October 23rd in Lexington, South Carolina. A graveside service took place, is scheduled to take place on November 29th at 11 a.m. at the Monticello Cemetery. Next, we honor Don Dyke Pyatt III, age 76, of Monticello, who passed away on Wednesday, October 30th at the Kirby Medical Center. Visitation was held on Friday, November 8th at the St. Philomena Catholic Church, followed by a private graveside service. And next we honor Michael Mike Ernest Stratmeyer, age 74, who passed away at Copper Creek in Litchfield on October 29th. Visitation was held on Friday, November 15th at St. Timothy United Methodist Church in Litchfield, and a celebration of life scheduled for November 16th, also at St. Timothy United Methodist Church in Litchfield. Burial will follow at the Elmwood Cemetery in Litchfield. And now we have some exciting news notes about some highly accomplished Piatt County students. We'll start with Ella Corum, who has been honored as the Bement High School Student of the Quarter. Rachel Riley Halliday, Spanish teacher at Bement, nominated Ella for this recognition. She's always ready for class and is a serious learner who asks thought-provoking questions and participates enthusiastically in class activities, she says. Ella knows how to take direction and when to step up as a leader. I can rely on her to fulfill her duties as National Honor Society secretary and Spanish Club publicist. Ella is a very busy young woman. She is attending the Education Pathway Program at Parkland College, where she participates in softball, volleyball, cheer, band, FCCLA, Lifesavers, Spanish Club, Student Council, and National Honor Society. Ella is the daughter of Chad and Angie Corum. The Student of the Quarter Award is co-sponsored by the High School Student Council and the State Bank of Bement. Its purpose is to recognize a student whose attitude and involvement serve to improve our school. Congratulations to Ella Corum for this well-deserved honor. Next up, Monticello Middle School has named their Students of the Month. This program celebrates individual achievement as well as elevating awareness of student contributions to the school community at large. Students are nominated for this award by teachers, staff, and administration. To qualify for this award, a student must exemplify outstanding character both in and out of the classroom. The Students of the Month for October at the Monticello Middle School from the 6th grade are Faith Wright and Aiden Gleason. The 7th grades students are Dylan Shaw and Isabel Hillard. And the 8th grade Students of the Month are Jacob Wood and C.C. Anderson. Our congratulations to each one of these outstanding young people. Next up, we have some wonderful news concerning Blue Ridge High School graduates who have earned the American FFA degree. On day 4 of the National FFA Future Farmers of America Convention, Blue Ridge graduates Gracie Schaefer and Caleb Southern earned their American FFA degrees. This American FFA degree is the highest honor that the National FFA organization bestows. Only about 1% of FFA members ever earn this honor. Schaefer and Southern both earned the degree from their years of participation in ag classes and FFA activities while at Blue Ridge High School, and also for having supervised agricultural experiences that earned the amount needed to qualify. These two individuals spent many a long night in the ag room at Blue Ridge working on supervised agricultural experiences and other activities. They've attended a variety of FFA contests, conferences, and conventions, and they have served as vice president and president of the FFA chapter during their senior year. And once more, congratulations to more outstanding young people from Piatt County. In prep sport news, River Derby of the Monticello High School boys cross country team qualified for the state meet with a double dose of superb runs. Derby advanced to state this past week by placing 8th at the Class 1A Cumberland Sectional held at Lakeland College in Mattoon. Derby crossed the finish line in 15 minutes, 52.8 seconds. His efforts in Mattoon came after he took 6th place on October 26th in the Shelbyville Regional with a time of 15 minutes 37 seconds at Dacey Trail at Forest Park. Derby and the rest of his teammates advanced out of the Shelbyville Regional with a first place finish to capture the regional title, but Derby will be the only one racing at state. The top 6 teams at sectional meets move on to state. However, Monticello finished in 8th place. On the Monticello girls cross-country team just narrowly missed out on a team berth to go to state, with the Sages placing 7th this last week in Mattoon. The first 10 runners who are not members of the advancing teams typically advance to state, but team leader Taylor Mabry's team best time of 20 minutes, 7.5 seconds was only good to make it to 26th place. We're proud of our cross-country runners. And next we have an update on Monticello football star Ike Young. Just ask the members of the DuQuoin football team, the latest team to have difficulty slowing down the Monticello dual-threat quarterback, and they'll tell you he has a pretty good grasp of football. Young carried the host and six-seeded Sages to a 49-20 victory against the 11th-seeded Indians last week in a Class 3A first-round playoff game at Wilkie Sports Complex, giving Monticello its first postseason win since 2021. Congratulations to the Sages and to Ike Young. This concludes our reading of this week's edition of the Piatt County Journal Republican. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and I invite you to join us again next week.